I was born in 1985 in Johannesburg, South Africa. I lived with my mother and father, and my grandparents were very nearby for the formative years of my youth, up until I was 9 or 10 years old. My mother and father separated, and we moved around the country a wee bit, going to different schools, and we've seen a fair bit of South Africa. And after Mandela got the presidency, and things started changing a little bit in South Africa. Mandela was awesome because he was just a human being, you know. He wasn't black, he wasn't white, he was just a South African who had suffered, you know. He had suffered through apartheid, which was completely wrong. And I remember when he got out, and eventually then he was made president, and he really unified the country, he unified the people. And I think South Africa, I think everyone sort of really felt like this was finally the time that we were going to be able to move forward from all the crap. Things started changing for the positive, but also for the negative as well. It was a bit of a violent environment, you know. And you're always on edge. The poverty is, you know, universal. There are black and white people can be very vicious and awful, and then you have the side of the community that's, you know, just trying to live their best life and have a family and all that, and that sort of just spiraled out of control through corruption in the country, and it's just the way it was. My grandparents, who had made the decision to emigrate there from Scotland, they decided that it was time that they left. My mother, you know, made the decision that her and me and my sister would go along with my grandparents. At some stage, the decision was made that would be the place that we would settle, Belfast. Ireland's been a really important part of my life, because a lot of the uncertainty, and there was almost shell shock, you know, from living in South Africa. You know, I can see this. There's a real, like, underlying 24/7 anxiety that comes from living in South Africa. It's a beautiful country, and it's a beautiful lifestyle, and the community's like second to none. Really nice people, but there's that dark side of the poverty and the violence, and there's no value of life, and it's vicious. You know, it's really, no one's safe, you know. And you can see that on people. People always said to me, like, oh, why did you come to Northern Ireland of all places, you know? And I remember thinking, like, honestly, this is absolute heaven, you know, where you can, there's no bars on your windows, you know, you don't have electric fences or lasers in your garden, you know, you don't have to carry a gun. One of the biggest things for me was actually being able to play outside at night. My school years were great. I just had an ordinary school life. There were some people that sort of would have prodded you, you know, because you were, you know, you weren't from the country or whatever. But on the whole, the majority of people didn't care, you know. So when things were starting to go sour for me in Belfast, I thought I would just go to Rathen for a couple of years and straighten my head out. I worked on the local fishing boat here, fishing crab and lobster. On the second year that I was here, I met Sarah Cole, my partner. We've really gone from strength to strength on the island. I had lots of opportunities. There's been so much opportunity for us here, and a lot of encouragement and support, you know, from the community.